This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. U.S. gross domestic product shrank for two consecutive quarters, leading many to predict a coming recession. CPR Sarah Mulholland spoke with economists about what that means for Coloradans.
It's not actually official yet that the country has entered a recession. Job growth is still strong, which isn't what happens during a recession. Colorado State economist Ryan Gedney says there's lots of unusual dynamics at play stemming from the pandemic.
Whether it's a recession or not is difficult to tell. I would not make that call right now.
Brian Lewandowski is an economist at CU Boulder. He says the state's short-term economic picture looks reasonably bright, but
as the nation goes, most states go. So if there is a national recession, we'll see a recession in Colorado.
GDP declined in Colorado in the first 3 months of the year, but new state data won't be available until the end of September. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Latino students at Metro State University Denver will soon have the opportunity to gain digital skills training, career workshops, and counseling. The training is paid for by Google as part of a multi-million dollar investment in Hispanic-serving institutions. The program hopes to train 200,000 Latino students by 2025. Grand Junction's public transportation agency will not be among the 30 agencies making rides free this month. Grand Valley Transit tells the Daily Sentinel it doesn't have enough drivers to support a wave of new passengers. Certain routes will be free on Fridays and Saturdays, but that's it. Colorado is spending $28 million to help transit agencies remove their fares for the month. It's part of an effort to reduce car emissions during the state's high ozone season when air quality typically worsens. This is CPR News and KRCC.